All right, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to Chatterbox Bearcats. Special guest today, Tyler Dugan. He was at Fifth Third Arena for the event with Travis and Jason Kelsey. I wasn't going to do a show for this. I was just watching from afar, enjoying all things Bearcats that I saw. And then the longer the event went on, and after the introductions and all the guests that came in, I was like, this is massive for the CPAW, for the brand of UC Athletics. Raised a ton of money for NIL, I am sure, because that place was packed. So I slid into Dugan's DMs. I don't think we've even met before, but I've seen his content from time to time. So, Dugan, welcome on. Opening thoughts on the event that was.
I kind of had the same thoughts as you. I bought tickets, not last minute, but once they announced Burrow, I was like, all right, this is something I'm just going to buy tickets to. Big UC fan, so I was like pretty interested in the whole thing. But I was skeptical. I didn't know what to expect really at all. My takeaway was I was shocked at how entertaining it was. I went into it with the mindset of like, I'm going to buy these tickets. And like you said, it's going to NIL. And it's like, I'm raising money for UC, which is like my favorite thing on the planet. So even if it sucks, I can justify it for myself. But it didn't suck. It was really cool. They're both unbelievable on the mic.
They're like WWE, right? I was watching WrestleMania the other day, and everyone was booing The Rock. They're like, get the hell out of here, Dwayne. You suck. Like, legit. Yeah. There was the This Is Awkward chant. These guys need to take over at some point because Travis and Jason, you're right, man. They're electric, and they're Bearcats.
Yeah, they have an uncanny ability to make everything – even awkward moments unawkward. Like, they would have awkward pauses where they would have to do ad reads, and Travis was funny about it. At one point, he was like, Jesus, Subway just keeps giving us fucking ad reads, like, in the middle of it, and just, like, everyone was laughing. It was a very funny, well done. They're both just so personable, and it's always, you know, the Kelsey thing has kind of gotten awkward in Cincinnati, not with Jason, obviously, but Travis, just with the Chiefs and you know, the Bengals, that's kind of gotten weird where there's become somewhat of a divide. It wasn't there. That place was rocking. I was stunned at how packed it was, how people were pumped. They were pumped. They loved every second of it. At the end, they were like, we're going to have to do this every single year. Whether they do or not, I'm not sure. But they loved it. It was a really cool event. I don't really have much more of a takeaway than, like, it's kind of the blandest way I can put it, but it was awesome. It was really cool.
What do you think the official number was? Like maybe 11, 12K, or do you think it was standing room only?
It was standing room only, 100% standing room only.
Really?
There was no seats available. Yeah, I mean, I sat kind of like behind where the hoops are in that upper deck area, and there's like kind of like that skinny section, and there was 3 to 4 rows of people standing behind those seats there. And gotcha. The whole upper deck was completely filled. It was packed. As packed as I've ever seen it. I've season tickets for basketball. That would have been the most crowded basketball game of the year by far. It was jammed in that place. And it was loud. People were pumped.
It was supposed to be at Nippert. And when I originally saw that it was at Nippert and thought, all right, you know, whatever, 15,000 people here in Nippert Stadium, a third of the capacity, doing a podcast on the field. I didn't know how that was going to work out. I didn't know what to expect. I was kind of, you know, being in Chicago, looking at it from afar. And then I saw the videos today, not expecting anything from it. I knew it was today and looked on Twitter, and I was like, wow, this is incredible for the Cincy brand. Joe Burrow was there. Desmond Ridder came back, and Desmond Ridder said Tommy Tuberville called him from a porta potty. When he got the official offer from Tommy Tuberville, he was at a porta potty in Churchill Downs. So I wonder what you know, he was doing there. You don't break the seal at Churchill Downs. All we were missing was a Taylor Swift coming out in a Jason Maxiel jersey away from it being a grand slam from each side of the plate. I mean, it was a grand slam for the UC brand and for NIL. As it was, but I mean, that's all they were missing. They alluded to coming back. Maybe Swift's involved in it next time. But between like the chili fighting contest and the graduation that Travis had, like, what was your favorite moment from it all?
That's interesting. I have to like collect my thoughts. The Lumbaby games, I had no idea what that was. That was funny because in the beginning they like introduced it and everyone there was kind of like, what is this? Because, I mean, I don't know about you. Most people there, I don't think, are frequent listeners to the podcast. So like we didn't know if that was something that was podcast related. And then Jason got on the thing and the very first thing he said was like, yeah, we're going to do these Limbaby games. We don't know, really know what the fuck is going to happen here or what's going on with these, was how he introduced it. And then, yeah, they did like the chili fighting thing where it wasn't really chili fighting. It just turned into it. But Jason threw his actual Super Bowl ring in that pool of chili. And the goal was those people had to find it. And that was just the game. That honestly was probably the funniest part. Listening to Travis like commentate that and them commentated together was very funny. Two girls did like a relay race of cheese cones where they each had to eat three cheese cones. One girl just could not eat it, which like dry heaving was very funny. They brought out Jizzle James and Dante Corleone. They did the events, which was cool. Probably two of the bigger like current athletes there.
Jizzle James spelled squirrel correctly and won the spelling bee. I saw Victor Locken, man, in a photo that someone posted. I had to zoom in real closely. Vic Locken was there.
He was there. Can't confirm.
Yes.
He was next to me in a beer line, which was funny. As I like walked in, I was like, oh, that's good to see. I guess he's finishing school out.
He's in the portal, but that doesn't mean he's going elsewhere yet. We can't assume. Yeah. You know, he's still a Bearcat until he's not.
So the game part was very funny. It was, if I'm being like critical of it, it probably dragged on a little too long, but not enough to where like I was ever bored. It was always interesting, always funny. They commentated it and made it very funny and interesting. My favorite part, I thought it was really cool when they brought out Burrow. Obviously, that's going to be kind of everyone's thing, but that was, they had like a really cool interaction with him, I thought, and they talked about, Joe had a very cool moment with Jason where he said, I think this was being blown up on Twitter, where he basically was like, you texted me when you told me to come to UC in the transfer portal, but we had other discussions about that, and it was at a part in my life when I was like really down when I was in the transfer portal. And like that helped uplift me. So he kind of got personal with them. And I thought that was a pretty like sincere moment between those guys. And then just kind of them bullshitting back and forth was very funny. They talked about, Burrow was talking about aliens and they were kind of going back and forth laughing about that. So it was just a laid back, something you don't really see Burrow do often. So from that side of it was pretty funny. So I'd say that was the most interesting part. Overall, it's hard to pick. Hard to pick a favorite part. I thought the entire thing was entertaining, which is hard to do. We were there for, I mean, I had to get there at 6 and it started around 7:10 and it's 11:50 now as we're sitting here. So, and I just got home. So,
you spent five hours with the Kelseys. Yeah. 5 hours. With the Kelseys.
Yeah. And they did a good job of keeping it entertaining the entire time. I never pissed during the event. I never did any of that. It was like, I was there to watch that and was entertained the entire time.
In that class with like Isaiah Pede and DJ Woods, and I mean, he was the afterthought of all of them, talking about Travis, and to have standing room only show up for a podcast. You would have told me that 15 years ago, I would have said, what's a podcast, first of all? And second, you're a bozo. Like, absolutely no way that's happening. But he's turned out to be a rock star, so is his brother, and I mentioned maybe WWE in the future. But a huge turnout for the Bearcats and a huge brand boost for them. I would hope that Wes Miller and Scott Satterfield had some of their blue chip recruits in the house. Any Kirk Kreisa sightings? Anything you want to report, boots on the ground, before I let you go to sleep?
I did not. Skilling, all the basketball current guys were there, like Skillings, Josh Reed, Seamus, Jizzle James.
All right, good stuff, man. Chatterbox Bearcats special guest today, Tyler Dugan. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats.